mine might be a little bit different because I've taken a teaching route, which I don't think many people do these days. But I hope if there's one person in this room I could convince that this might be the thing for you, then I'll be really happy. So where I work, at Sydney Girls High School, I was really lucky. I was what's called a targeted grad. So I work the system. I knew that there was a lot of demand for physics and chemistry teachers. Before I started teaching, I thought that teachers knocked off at 3:30 and went home and had lots of great holidays and weekends, right? And that's a load of rubbish. I'm in my fifth year of teaching now, and I've been told since I started that there's a magic time at 4 years when it gets easier, and it's true. I've just found it, that you climb this huge mountain of information and skills, and then it starts to plateau off at 4 years, and it gets a lot easier because you've taught the course a couple of times. And I mean, I'm not just teaching physics, I'm teaching chemistry as well to the HSC, and I'm teaching it to some of the best kids in the state who are very demanding. So, you know, it's not easy. I mean, have a look at the list here. The first two things that come up are where you guys are, right? These are the most in-demand things right now, are maths and physics. The rest of them, apparently, in things like English and art and stuff, there's tons and tons and tons of teachers. There's like 10 times the number of teachers in those fields as there is positions. So you guys who, if you don't want to get into anything else, go and do this, even if you do it for a little while. But there's heaps of jobs there. And this is the scary thing. 50% of teachers in New South Wales will retire in the next 10 years. Now, I don't know where they're going to get the teachers from. I really don't. They better put the salaries up or something, because we're really going to need some teachers. I mean, I'm sad. Whatever I want to do in teaching, it's going to come to me sooner or later, because lots of people are going to take off, so... there's a lot of great things out there. I mean, you've got to be the right sort of person. You've got to want to do it. But if you enjoy it and you get a lot out of it, then it's a really rewarding career. So one of the big challenges, or one of the things I think makes someone a really good science teacher, is if they bring science to the kids. And bringing, this is my little field, is bringing the universe to students. So because astronomy is my passion, showing them through telescopes, and there's some moon rocks there that came from the moon by the Apollo astronauts. So, bringing the world to them and not teaching them out of a textbook. I wanted to point out here that you can really make a difference to kids at this age. They're so impressionable. What the people that they spend time with make such a big difference in their lives that I feel really privileged to be able to help them out. And so with my astronomy club, it's not just me talking about nerdy stuff about astronomy. It's we have fun. They run it. There's a like an executive where there's a president and a vice president and all that sort of stuff. So they get to learn how to work together and be leaders in the classroom and have a chat to my kids about it, which is just totally amazing. Getting towards the end now, I just want to talk about one of the reasons why I do it. This is a great example. This girl was in my physics class and she dropped out because she was having some problems. She was having a bit of mental issues, etc. So you can really help these kids. She was having dilemmas with, she's a Christian, but she loves science. So how do I bring those two together? And I talked her through that because I'm a Christian myself. So, you know, without me to talk to, she may still be having that dilemma. I know I went through that when I was at school. And she came up to me last week. She's in year 12. She's just about to leave. And she said to me, I'm going to go and become a science teacher. So that made my day because I've been teaching her for, you know, years now. And I've obviously made an impression. She wants to do what I do. So that was something that really warmed my heart. So basically, my message to you is go and find out what you want to do, what really turns you on, whatever it is, and go and do it. I see too many people who someone tells them what they should do and they go and do that. Don't listen to them. Go and do what you want to do. So I wish you best on your journey. And I don't know, if you want to learn more, go and have a look on my webpage. Thank you.